Sitka High student Jason Miller is standing over a steaming metal tub of simmering rib bones.
I'm just stirring the whale bones. So we got like, this is the rib of the whale. And then, what's this one? This is...
A few yards away, Sitka High employee Lisa Hansen and student Alison Ricketts are scrubbing platter-sized vertebrae with electric toothbrushes.
So, you're trying to get all the black spots and make sure there's like no slimy stuff on it.
This is the second time boiling these bones. Hansen says the first round, when the bones still had bits of tissue, was messier.
Much more messy. These don't have, it's just a little bit left on them. It's not, there's no meat, no fat.
Shannon Atkinson, a professor of fisheries and ocean sciences at University of Alaska Fairbanks in Juneau, is helping oversee the project, which is led by Sitka High teacher Stacy Golden and supported by UAS and the Sitka Sound Science Center. Atkinson says the project is intended to be a learning experience for students, which means she gets to quiz them as they work.
Sometimes we add like some dish soap to it. And why would we do that?
So it helps scrub off all the mold.
Yeah,
like that.
It'll help scrub off any mold. And also, what's in dish detergent that makes it clean things?
What's left on your plate after you've had a steak or sometimes
oh,
a kind of
grease? Yeah.
Atkinson also worked on the 2012 rearticulation of an orca skeleton that now hangs in the Sitka Sound Science Center. She sees both projects as a way to honor the whales.
What I realized from doing the orca is that that animal, while it may have not had a very long life, and obviously it got a little busted up during its life, but it is serving as such an ambassador for the species that it makes me really proud every time I walk in to see it.
When complete, Atkinson says this skeleton will be one of only a few rearticulated humpback whale skeletons in Alaska.
So Sitka's a very lucky community to be able to have these kinds of projects, and you just have to love a university that's willing to let you boil whale bones, make whale soup in its parking lot.
There's still a long way to go before these bones are ready to display. Once they're clean, they'll be soaked in ammonia to remove the last of the oil before assembly of the 160-plus bones begins. But Atkinson says by fall 2024, Sitka High School should have a clean, fully articulated humpback skeleton hanging in the commons. In Sitka, I'm Meredith Reddick.